It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
305 DGS on KMOX. Thanks for celebrating 24 years with us, October 16th of 2000. Which, isn't it weird? Everyone always says this, but it's so true when someone's like, can you believe it's only been blah, blah, blah since COVID? Like, 24 years since I started feels like no time. Someone wrote an article about us in a industry magazine, and they said PM Drive veteran Dave Glover.
Oh.
And it really got me. Not in a good way. I was just like, no, I'm the young upstart. Yeah, it feels like no time has passed. And then I look at the past 24 years and Phoebe wasn't even a thought in anyone's head. And it's crazy.
Nick was like, what, three?
Five.
Five?
Nick, yeah, when I started the show, he was in kindergarten.
Wow.
And he used to do the show with me. And the very first time he did the show was out at a remote. And being Nick, the little country gentleman, he was signing autographs and all this stuff. And I got into the car with him, kindergarten, and I said, so, buddy, what did you think? And he goes, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought I'd have a longer segment. That's exactly what he said.
Always negotiating.
That's good.
That's so cute.
So, yeah, 24 years. It feels like shorter, feels like longer.
It all depends on what part of it you're looking at.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. I get the same vibes. Because I'm like, how did that happen so long ago? But then it doesn't feel like it.
I mean, I'm 60 now. 24 years is a good long career, especially for radio. Mm-hmm. You just don't, it's like being in the NFL for 24 years. I'm very proud of that. But I plan on going longer. Like I've said, I want to go another 10 years, go till I'm 70. Why not? It's just, it's my voice. As long as my voice holds out and I'll stay as relevant as I can. But it's weird to think, but you're not going to do another 24.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things. It's just like we were just talking about in the last segment with Rach, being a 33-year-old millennial and having all this pressure from beneath her with the Gen Z to, you know, you guys are old and irrelevant. And when you're 60, I just saw someone describe it as the youth of your senior years. Like it's the youth stage of your senior years.
Okay.
Right? But it's true. Like, I'm not going to do another 24.
Nope.
And it kind of screws me up.
No, does it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I accepted that stuff a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, because you're Wheeler.
I know. That's a good point.
I mean, you could do another. I mean, maybe not on the radio, but you could have a podcast today. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Sit on your porch and talk to people passing by, Dave.
Right.
I'm just saying you could.
It's 2:53.
That'll be me, dude. I'll be the one doing that.
Well, we're going to be like the old men from the Muppets.
Statler and Waldorf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Can you imagine if we ended up in the same nursing home?
I'd come to visit you guys and I'd be like, wow, nothing has changed.
Could you imagine if we're roommates?
No.
That would be so great.
No.
Dave's got his 97 blankets and I've got my video games.
Dave would have to have like soundproof headphones to slip on whenever you go into one of your rants.
Yeah. Everyone who comes to visit me, he just berates them with, so what you're saying is so kind of argument.
Let's go.
Jeez.
We should make that happen.
Yeah, we, boy.
Yeah, let's do it.
Please, dear Lord.
Let's reserve the spots now.
Whatever it takes.
Let's go for it.
That I end my life in a nursing home with Kevin Wheeler.
Dave's like, I'll murder this
That's
guy.
What I'm rooting for.
If Andrew and I were in the nursing home together, they'd be like, somebody needs to stop bringing fast food in for you guys. Yeah. Like, it's really bad for your health.
They would think you guys were brother and sister.
No kidding. I'm like, but it's a Krabby Patty.
They did it right this time.
And the nurse is like, the nurse is like, it's just a burger with the sauce. And I said, I don't care.
It's SpongeBob made it.
It's real to me.
Who dropped it off? Was it Squidward? I'm like, oh God, someone kill Wheeler. Hospice comes to visit. I'm like, thank God. I hope you're here for this one.
Let's go.
Stairway?
Sure. All right. Again, I'll give you the choice. Do you want a... it's not an argumentative thing, but a serious thing or a music thing?
Oh, gosh. argumentative
thing. It's a music thing that's a question. It's not a statement.
Okay. I kind of want to do the music thing.
Let's do the music thing.
He's arguing a lot today.
It's not an argument. It was just more of an observation. But
we already saw you thrashing Amy.
Yeah,
I know.
We're friends. We hugged it out.
Okay.
So last night when we were coming home from the Board of Trustees library meeting, Susan had some music playing off of her phone, and it was the Andrews Sisters. You know them from the 1940s?
Sure, yeah.
I remember them from like Abbott and Costello when I was a kid. And I'm like, I wasn't being smart. I'm like, man, you have music from the Andrews Sisters? I'm like, isn't that from the 1940s? And she's like, yep, look, it says 1944. And then I thought, I'm like, what's the furthest?
I bet that made you so mad.
No. It didn't, because I know she listens to everything. And I thought about it. I'm like, what's the furthest you can go back in time and still find music you like? Mm. And because at first I thought, I'm like, I couldn't listen to anything that old. But then I thought, you know, no, maybe I could. So my answer was the furthest I could go back would probably be the early days of the blues. And still, like today, like if I'm in a time machine, not growing up in a time, because you're going to like what's of your time. But if you grow up, if you would just put me in a time machine, how far back could you go and still be like, I can listen to that music?
So
probably the beginning of the blues.
Three answers for you.
So right after the Civil War.
The first one is going to be pompous. As a musician, I can listen to any music, current or Gregorian chants, and go, oh, okay. As far as enjoying it on a lower level, I can go back and listen to the Delta Blues and things like that and really appreciate it and enjoy it for a minute, but I can't sit and listen to it on a long-term basis.
Right, right.
Probably early rock and roll in the 50s.
Okay.
Although I do have a real hatred for doo-wop and Beach Boys.
Yeah, I hate that stuff.
But like Chuck Berry, early Chuck Berry
jams. Yeah, see, that would be...
Little Richard.
If I'm going like the earliest I could sit there and be like, I can tolerate this, because I can't anything before that. I'm like, I'm done. I cannot do classical music. I can't do it. I'm not knocking it. I know it's great. That's not my point. I just can't do it. But the blues is the origin of what comes. So that's probably the earliest route. But practically speaking, I would have to say it's probably what you're talking about. It's Chuck Berry. It's that time period. Elvis. Even then, I don't like Elvis that much.
No, me either.
Yeah, so Chuck Berry.
Made a lot of people mad.
And I was curious what the Youngs thought about that.
I'm probably the same. I mean, I like classical music, so I guess I could be really
so you could go back to like 1700.
But I don't love everything in between that and now. Like, I'm not going to go... I don't miss any of those flapper parties in the 20s or anything like that.
I know John Henry Sousa for you.
I'm good. But
is that his name? Did I make that up?
John Phillips Sousa.
John Phillips.
Who'd you say? John Henry?
John Henry Sousa.
It's his unsuccessful brother.
Very different guy.
He was a real creepy guy, lived in the woods.
He just had a flute.
Here come the Sousa boys.
He just had a flute. He's just in the woods going.
But I can do like
the Tiny Tim of his generation.
Yeah, I can do like Elvis and Chuck Berry, and like I like Jerry Lee Lewis despite his tawdry past.
What's the oldest you can go to that you really like?
Probably like Motown. But if I'm taking a 2-hour drive, I'll put that on and it's really nice. But yeah, anything prior to that is just kind of like I'm getting through it.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel that way about opera. Like, I would love to go out and rent a tux and go see opera. I would love it for about 8 minutes, and then I'd be looking for the exit.
Yeah, no good. See, that's the thing, is because I asked that to Susan, but she likes classical, so she could go back hundreds of years and be like, yep, that's great. I love it. I could sit there and watch concerts and everything. I couldn't. Not into my time machine. I'd have to get back in and go to a metal concert. What if I brought metal back with me to the history, to past?
Yeah, what if?
I think the worst thing about going, if you did have a time machine and you could go back then and, like, you're sitting at a concert and everyone else is raging.
Yeah, they're
like
all
the
into it.
Yeah, it's the worst music you've ever heard. You're like, where's my iPhone? Let me just get out of here.
No cell reception.
But if you took metal back,
they would think it's noise.
Well, no.
I think it was the devil.
I think they would get it. I mean, like, Mozart especially would probably be like, okay, I see what you're doing.
You're just playing everything really fast.
Yeah, I see what you're doing
And
here.
You picked 3 or 4 instruments instead of the 74 that I have access to.
You think so? You don't think you... Okay, like, you guys know who Skrillex is?
Yeah.
What if you took that back to, like, even, like, the 1960s and started playing? Wouldn't people be like, this just sounds like noise to me. This doesn't sound good.
Well, that's how Chuck Berry got the song, because a time traveler went back and played the song at a high school dance.
Oh,
well,
that's true.
Marvin Berry just happened to hear it.
I just find...
It's Wheeler's death metal, and it's like,
wouldn't that
it's
be
your
great?
Cousin, Marvin Berry. Yeah. You know that sound you've been looking for? And it's...
I don't expect to like modern, you know, like Gen Z music. I was driving to KU with Phoebe a couple weeks ago, and she was playing her music. And there was some of it I liked, but I even said to her, I'm like, this is so repetitive. Like, every song is sad. It's just a bunch of, like... I'm so sad.
Yeah, what do you have to be sad about? Your name?
Yeah, like, be happy.
Damn, this is like funeral dirges.
I found I was telling Andrew earlier, I found 2 or 3 new bands this week
I'm
super excited about.
You're a freak.
I admire you for that, Wheels, because
I do too.
I am never finding new bands.
But I only have one genre, though. Like, well, like maybe 2, 3
genres.
I found
a new band I'm excited about.
Who's that?
It's members of the Black Crowes.
Oh?
Screaming Trees and R.E.M.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they called? The Screaming Crow Trees?
No, I'll find it. It was in my show prep yesterday. But you can look it up and find it before I can find that. But yeah, they're coming out with their first album. Like, I like all those bands, especially Screaming Trees.
Silver Lights?
Don't know. Doesn't ring a bell, but I'm not sure I even clocked the name.
I like the idea of those kind of things, though. I kind of like the idea of bands that maybe haven't been working a lot because whatever reasons, and then, like, their members come together to form something cool and new. You know what I saw today? It didn't happen. I saw a story today. I didn't know this before, that in 2000... Eddie and Alex Van Halen were talking about and negotiating with Ozzy Osbourne to start a new band.
I saw that.
And that the only thing that stopped it was they got the TV show on MTV, The Osbournes. And that's why he didn't do it.
Hmm.
That would have been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if that would have changed the world or not. Like, it would have changed my world.
It would have sounded exactly like Van Halen.
No. Ozzy?
Probably.
No.
Go get him.
Have to be a totally
you can't
different.
Let that stand.
It'd have to be a totally different sound.
That's so much worse than what Amy was saying. Go get it.
Yeah, dude. That actually makes me mad. The other thing I went mad.
It makes him so angry.
That makes me mad.
Droopy was the
24
best.
24 years I've been doing that.
Yep.
Oh, you're making me mad.
Tried and true.
Tried and true. I can also do this. Can you do that?
I've never tried.
Do what?
Lick your finger.
I don't have to lick the finger to do that.
Yep.
No.
Put it on the outside.
Oh, on the outside? Oh, I just do it on the inside and go.
It's on the inside, and that didn't sound right.
No, that's because I hit the microphone.
It's going to mess up my makeup if I do that.
Me too.
What's your excuse?
All right.
Okay. All right.
He's going to throw up.
Understood. I think I'm going to throw up.
Blah.
Blah. Next time I'm right on the edge of throwing up, I'm going to think of that.
Yeah.
Blah.
Blah. Blah. Yeah, real close. You were real close on that one.
Almost got it.
A little more snap, a little less. Blah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So 24 years of the show today and 24 years of representing clients like Zero Res, and my buddy Kyle is in for Zero Res. Thanks for the decade or more that we've had together. Yeah.
Thanks for having us for a decade or more.
Yeah, it's been great. So you guys were just at my house, and it's great as always. And I don't know if Zero Res Corporate gets mad at me, but in my lives, I'll even say that I don't feature the price as much as I think they want me to, because my theory has always been that price is sort of maybe the closer, but there's a right time for people. You know, just the ebbs and flows of life. There comes a time when you're not thinking about cleaning your carpets, and then there's a big mess, a big party, Thanksgiving's coming up, Christmas is coming up, and now it's like, oh, that's on my plate.
You know, we can talk about price, but price for most people isn't what's going to make them get their carpets cleaned. Is it a factor? Of course it is. But we want to talk about our process and our promise and our people, because that's going to separate us more than price versus anybody else out there cleaning carpets.
So you've got steamer guys and chemical guys and all different kinds of guys. Why, you being on the inside, if your best friend called you and said, hey, Kyle, I need you to level with me, are you guys the best and why? What would your answer be?
Well, yes, we're the best. But why, it's going to be, you know, it's a science of clean. How do we clean those carpets? How do they come clean? And it's science. It's a pH balance. It's tackling those spots and stains with the right product, with the right pH to get it out. And the only way to do that is to, for other companies, is to put additional products and chemicals and harsh soaps into the water to get that pH balance the right way to tackle those spots and stains. Well, what that does is it gets left behind. You're not going to get all those soaps out of the carpet. And what is soaps designed to do? It's designed to attract dirt. So your carpets are going to get dirtier faster. So what we've done is we've developed our ZR water, which we make in-house, that has a higher pH level that's going to tackle those spots and stains as if we're using harsh soaps and chemicals, but we're not using those harsh soaps and chemicals. So the carpet's going to get drier faster, and it's not going to have that residue being left behind, so it's not going to get dirtier faster.
So one question I get from my friends and family is, how do you know when it's time to clean your carpets? Like, I've only had my carpets for 3 years. You can tell wear and tear from the kids and the dogs, but I feel stupid getting them cleaned already. Or, dude, I've had these carpets for 25 years. They're goners.
Sure. Well, your carpet is not like a good pair of jeans. You don't want to just let it fester, you know. You want to get it cleaned. It's the biggest air filter in your house, you know. So if you're thinking, is it time? It's probably time. A couple things you can think about, though. One, 3 to 5 years is what the IICRC recommends you, the intervals of getting your carpets cleaned. That's what's going to hold that warranty if you have the carpets just freshly installed. Have you just completed a remodeling project? Have you just bought a home? Are you looking to sell the home? Do you have allergies? You know, I mentioned that filter, the carpets being the biggest filter. If you have allergies, get them cleaned. You know, that's one way to filter out that dust, dirt, and grime from your house is to get it out of the carpets. You know, another way that we talk a lot about those allergens is your duct system. You know, dust comes from the top down. So it's going to go through your duct system first. It's going to get, you know, half it's going to stop there. The other half is going to fall on your carpet. So we clean from the top down. So we want to clean your duct systems out first, come in, and then come back and clean the carpets out.
Yeah, the ducts are underrated because they're the least sexy thing you can buy, right? No one's going to see it. No one's going to know it. But you're going to know it, and you're going to be able to tell it when you get it done.
And the worst part about ducts right now is going to be the scammers. I'm on my neighborhood Facebook group. I'm sure you are, you know, neighborly.com, your Facebook groups. And I see a lot of scams out there. People, you know, I'll clean your duct systems for $50. Call, text here. And it's the same ad that looks like they want to also detail your car, you know. So we're battling that. We want people to know that we are a legitimate brick and mortar business. Our techs live here in town. I live here in town. You know, we're in your community. We're not just traveling salesmen. You know, we love what we do and we do it well.
And you have a special going on right now?
Yep. So through the end of the week, we're going to run 20% off any and all services. And that's going to be with the promo code Glover. So just go to our website, enter the services that you want. At the end, it's going to ask you for that promo code. Just type in Glover, simple as we can get it, and you're going to get that 20% off.
Excellent. Last question for, like, stains. Mm-hmm. How bad can it be, like dog messes or pizza, red wine? Is there anything you guys can't handle?
We can try anything. You know, obviously, we can't guarantee the removal of any spot and stains. Stains, by the definitions, aren't coming out. Spots is what we want to try to get out.
Okay.
The quicker it's there, the quicker we can get to it. The longer a spot sets in your carpet, more likelihood of it's going to get into that dye site of the carpet, and that's how they dye the carpet. So the process in which they make it red, you've just made it blue. So that's just not going to come out. So if we know what it is, we know how to scientifically tackle it, And if we get to it quicker, we have a big chance of getting it out.
Excellent. Use the promo code Glover for 20% off for the rest of the week. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys.
Sorry.
DGS on KMOX celebrating 24 years on the St. Louis airwaves, 20 of those over in 97.1 FM Talk, and the last four of them here at the Mighty Mox, and all of them with my buddy and brother, Dave Murray. Dave, welcome to the show.
24 years.
24
years. Who would
years.
Have guessed?
You're my longest
relationship.
For either
one of us.
Yeah.
Either one of us. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, not me. Not me. No one who listened to the first year of the shows, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, when you first started, because we've talked about this quite a bit, but I don't know if I've ever asked you this. In your first year, your first 2 years, did you think, like, I'm going to make a career of this? Or was it like, I can't believe they're letting me on the air?
My first month or so, maybe 2 or 3 months, I thought, I wonder when the awards start coming in.
Right.
You know, like I was really cocky. And then about a year in, because I grew up on like Stephen DC and Corcoran and those guys, and they always had fights with other radio personalities. And so I was trying to pick a fight with Guy Phillips. And so I said whatever mean thing I said about Guy. And then I met
How
him.
Dare you.
I met him. And he was Nick's golf coach.
Ah.
And he was really complimentary to me about my show. And I went, in my defense, I went on the air. I told everyone, here's what I was trying to do. And I failed. I did not land. And I apologized to Guy. And after that, I realized that I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wasn't God's gift to radio. I was just incredibly fortunate that all these perfect storm of events came together to give me the chance and that I was able to capitalize on it. And never again did I do anything like that or have another thought like that. I was really
fortunate, as Dave understands, to make a living doing something that you love and get paid pretty well for it. So, yeah, that's long answer to a short question. I thought you were going to ask Murray.
For me, it was like,
I was kind of waiting for that too.
The first week, it was like, oh man, who have they stuck me with now? Because I did JC, I did Steve at DC, I did Howard Stern back in the.
We don't need to hear about any of that. That's all your past, Dave.
It is.
You did Howard Stern? I don't think I knew that, Dave.
Yeah, I was brought on, and this goes back to the Emmis days. I wasn't live with Howard, but it was a syndicated show that one of the stations had. Mm-hmm. And John Beck called me in. He called me and he said, I'd like you to do our radio. And I said, I'd love to. He goes, we're going to put you on Howard Stern because we need some stability. We just need some stability
yeah,
in the morning.
Smart of John. Yeah.
And that stuck all the way through. That stuck with Steve in DC. It stuck with JC. It stuck with you. It's like we need a little stability. And obviously on this show, I haven't brought that.
No, it's gone the other way.
You're a force of chaos on this show.
Yeah, no, I ruined Murray about 2008.
Oh man, long time ago. And when I retired, it was like, okay, let's just throw the shoebox out.
Yeah, just letting it out.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. Well, it's been a privilege and a pleasure. It's been a great 24
same
years.
Same here. Yep. And let's do some more.
Let's do it.
Do some more.
How are we looking the rest of this week?
We are looking great. We're going to have another frosty night. We got down to 36 officially last night, but most of the area saw a frost anyway. If you didn't, you're going to see it tonight. And so for all practical purposes, the growing season is over. The allergy season is over. The ragweed will take a hit from this, other than mold spores. That's what we deal with now the rest of the winter season. And cold start tomorrow morning, but nice in the afternoon, 69. Sunny, 71 on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, sunny and 75 each day. We do have a shot of a couple of light showers, very iffy right now, probably Monday night and into Tuesday. Also, I'm sure you've noticed the days are getting shorter. Sunset today is 6:22. Just to give you an idea, October 1st, the sunset was 6:44. On Halloween, the sunset is 6:02. Mm-hmm. We lose a lot of time in October, and the time change when we fall back is November 3rd. That's all I'm going to say about that.
And that'll be like 5 o'clock?
Yep. Almost exactly 5 o'clock.
Don't you remember, Rach, it not being dark when we would leave? I feel like I do. But now it's dark when we leave.
It's not dark when we leave now.
No, when the time changes.
No, it's always been dark.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you didn't notice it as bad in the other building because someone's phone's going bananas.
That's mine, and I don't know why. that's my wife.
Can you take it off the microphone? We didn't have windows in the old building.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're right.
So we lived in perpetual darkness because we were essentially in a basement.
Yeah.
And then once we came over here, it became a lot more noticeable because we've got these nice big
windows.
And
there are plenty of people out there who make their living at night, so they're not going to cry me a river because it's dusky when I leave. Mm-hmm. And it's very pretty. We have a very big window here at KMWX. It looks west. It's very pretty
to
see the sunset.
That is a great window.
Seeing it get dark while you're still working is like, yeah.
Hey, Dave Murray, whenever the time changes, what time will the sun rise in the morning typically?
Let's see. It's, you know, it's coming up about 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Because it's coming up at like 7 now, and that's just messing me up. It's weird.
It really does mess you up because you got to wake up. At least with me, I kind of wake up at 6:30 and it's still dark outside.
If I see the sunrise, it was a long night.
I get up at 7:10 and it's barely light out, and it's like, I'm already having a hard enough time here waking up at 7:10. Can we please get some light?
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So bad news, American consumers are increasingly underwater on their car loans. Now, upside down car loans are not necessarily dire on their own, but seeing a growing number of consumers being underwater is another indication of pressure on American consumers.
Do they give a reason for that, why it's so bad right now?
I don't know the reason. I'm sorry, Dave.
It's okay. Well, it's called headlines for a reason.
But isn't it, I mean, I think we hear from Skip, and I know I've been told that there's high demand still on used cars. So there's demand. My guess is just maybe a lot of people just recently bought cars and they go down the minute you buy them.
I can tell you this. like I said, I've done pretty well in my career. I'm not rich. I'm not. But I can buy a car. I'm shocked at how expensive people will go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like normal people making a normal wage will buy a $70,000 car, and I would
have a $900 payment.
Yeah.
That's rent money, okay? We don't need to be using that for a car payment.
I hate doing that for car payment.
Yeah. Yeah, car payment, yeah.
That's why I just pay cash.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure you do.
A group of protesters are calling on Kellogg to follow through on its promise to stop using artificial dyes in their cereals like Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks. Dozens gathered outside the cereal maker's headquarters on Tuesday, delivering a petition with more than 400,000 signatures. The company had promised to stop using these artificial dyes in 2018. Kellogg says its products comply with all federal food safety regulations.
Do you see how this happened? So the actress Ava Mendez was quoting this lady who's an amateur nutritionist, and she put this post up there about it. And then people started coming after Eva Mendez, saying this lady's a fraud and she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. She's not a nutritionist. And that's where the whole thing started. And it's turned into this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So are we talking about things that we know are potentially harmful, or are these things that the FDA is approved and we just don't like the term artificial?
So the FDA, all federal food safety regulations are being followed. I think the issue is that Kellogg's had said back in 2018 that they were going to stop using these dyes.
So this is just holding them to their own word.
Another thing, too, is in Canada, the Kellogg's products don't have these things in them.
Right, because they can't.
But here they do.
Right.
Right.
Okay, this is a very sad story. Award-winning British photographer Paul Lowe was stabbed to death while hiking with his son, who has now been arrested on murder charges. The 61-year-old Lowe was found dead on a hiking trail in Los Angeles County. His son, 19-year-old Amir Lowe, had fled the scene in a car, which was found crashed a few miles away.
Is the son at large?
No, I believe he has been arrested.
Gosh.
His work has appeared on magazine covers for Time, Newsweek, and other major publications. I mean, I saw this morning. I thought, what a terrible story.
Yeah.
Going on a hike with your son, and then he allegedly stabs you. Just awful. The Pentagon is giving honorable discharges to Don't Ask, Don't Tell veterans. That's more than 800 military veterans who are expelled from the military for their sexual orientation are getting an honorable discharge. They will receive a DD-214, upgrading their discharge to honorable without having to apply.
Good.
This means the veteran will have access to benefits like healthcare or VA loan programs.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that that was ever, like,
very
does
recently.
Your sexuality make your sacrifice to your country any less important?
Yeah, very recently.
Kind of crazy. There was a dog left in Milton's path, tied up to a fence. This is just awful. The owner is now being charged with animal cruelty. A video showed a state trooper rescuing the dog, Jumbo, from neck-deep water after it had been left tied to this fence by the side of the road. The owner said he left Jumbo behind because he couldn't find anyone to pick the dog up.
Oh, man. What do you do to that guy?
Tie him to a post?
Yeah.
See if the water rises?
Let him ride through a hurricane.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm being sarcastic, but...
Yeah, me too.
I mean...
Not really.
At the very least, very difficult manual labor and maybe some jail time.
He could spend up to 5 years in prison.
Good.
If he's convicted.
Do it. Gen Pop, go see him.
One more story here. Vice President Kamala Harris is reportedly considering going on the Joe Rogan podcast. I say go ahead. I mean, she's already done Call Her Daddy. What do you
got
to
nothing
lose?
To lose. She really has nothing to lose.
I don't get why... This is going to be the wheeleriest thing ever. But if you're that level of a person, presidential candidate, shouldn't you just go on with anybody? Shouldn't you be able to handle anyone?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, like, if you're if you can run this nation, you should be able to handle anyone.
Yeah.
No matter how difficult the questions are. That goes for Trump, Kamala, anyone else.
Agreed. Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
It's three.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, buddy.
I met a strange lady. Welcome back, guys. DGS 353. Going to talk some sports with Wheeler and Matt Pauley on the other side of the break. 24th anniversary today and birthday of a good friend of mine, Chrissy, who was my mom's hospice nurse, who I got to be very close with, who's wonderful. It's her birthday today. I was doing some training with my volunteering, and she came in, and it's her birthday, so happy birthday to Chrissy.
Oh, happy birthday.
Angel on Earth, wonderful person. Andrew, you are afraid of two things and tired of two things,
mm-hmm.
prison food and Terrifier the Clown.
Oh, yeah, man. I am sick of both of these things. So, you know, I've talked about my prison food before, how I like to watch
people. Wait, let's see what Wheeler's question is.
No, yeah. I was just like, it made it sound like you've been eating prison food. I'm like, what am I missing?
He's obsessed with it.
Well, yeah, I'm obsessed with watching people make it.
Okay,
I get you. My favorite things to watch on TikTok are people who fish and people who make food like they would in prison. And I was really enraptured by this for a long time. And lately, I don't know what turned. Maybe it was my wife shaming me about it and being like, this looks absolutely... Because I'll show her stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna make this. And she's like, that looks disgusting. It's like ramen noodles with the sauce, like uncooked with the seasoning packet and then mayonnaise. And then like, you know...
No, we are familiar with your fetish.
Like a Kool-Aid thing that you pour in water, but you don't actually pour it in water. You just pour it on top to make it sweet or
whatever.
And
are you tired of Terrifier terrifying you? Or are you just tired of him?
He's unpleasant to look at, and I feel like every time I go on any website, you just have to see his stupid face everywhere.
Are those movies good? I might want to see one.
Never seen one.
Nah,
never will.
I'm going to go watch the first one, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.